A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme, we have the wonderful Sandra O'Shea from Castletown Bear giving me a flavour of this fishing town. We have the Novena to the Sacred Heart, which is beginning in St. John's, Tralee, and the places are not yet filled for our World Youth Day pilgrimage to Lisbon. First up, Deacon Pat Coffey from Killardlin is promoting our diocesan pilgrimage to Knock, which is happening on the 26th of August. Welcome, Deacon Pat Coffey, and Pat, we'll have a more in-depth conversation next week about the diaconate and yourself. But this morning, I want us to go straight to the job that you've been given, promoting our diocesan pilgrimage to Knock.
So Bishop Ray contacted me in early February and asked me, would I take on a role of, we'll say, the pilgrimage to Knock? And he said, do you want to think about it? And I said, I have. I will. I just answer straight away, because when he asked me, I felt this was Our Lady asking.
I think, Pat, you're the great yes. You say yes, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, I can't say no, but when I hear something coming so sweet and so... I mean, I have been in Knock with the Legion of Mary and I enjoyed it so much.
Do you say no?
I don't know. I just said it now. But so I'm here now just to present the Kerry Diocesan Pilgrimage to Knock, and it's taking place on Saturday, August the 26th.
What does that mean for pastoral areas now? We're just beginning June.
We are, yeah. So where we are now at the moment is we're really just pushing it forward. I think the bishop is very interested in we having as many, many people as we possibly can. I was thinking about it today, and something that actually came up at our last pastoral meeting, which was on Monday evening, one of the ladies spoke about all the foreign nationals that we have. And it triggered a memory in me, because we meet the people after Mass on Sundays, both the vigil Mass and the noon Mass on the Sunday. And I have been asked by many foreign nationals, either Polish, Ukrainian, Iranian, we have a lot of those, any pilgrimages coming up.
Really?
So now I have something to tell them. And so the next time I meet all those, I'll be telling them as they're coming from out of Mass. You know, they're very devout people, very spiritual. And I'm hoping now that every parish in itself will start to advertise it and, you know, get as many people as we possibly can. I mean, we're after coming out of COVID. We're after coming out of a lockdown. We're after coming out of many, many people who died in hospital and weren't even seen. And so we have an opportunity to address that by bringing all our cares to Knock, bringing them back to Our Lady who appeared in Knock in 1879.
So you're encouraging the pastoral areas and the parishes to organise buses.
Yes, in themselves, you know, and they travel as a group, or if they, you know, if they want to travel with another group or something. But if they could, that all of them would, you know, find a way. There are bound to be key people then within those parishes that would actually organise these for themselves. And of course, if people want to contact me or whatever.
We're also putting it up on the diocesan website, so all the information will be there.
Correct.
But you really want to encourage people to go organising themselves, to get their bus going and get their pilgrimage going.
Yes. And the sooner we get organised, August would probably be a nice time there, you know.
So you think August will be a lovely time there?
Yes, I think so. I think August is always a nice month. I look at it this way, to travel to Knock, it has got to be a better journey because of the motorway and everything now. I mean, you're there now in 3.5 to 4 hours. You can actually get on the motorway, bypass everything, get to Knock, you're there in 4 hours or less. And I think that's brilliant.
So it's time for people to get planning in their own areas.
Correct.
Deacon Pat Coffey, thank you very much for joining us this morning, for telling us all about this and encouraging everybody to get organised. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much indeed.
Is there any piece of music, Pat, that means a lot to you in this whole area of ministry that you've been given so much to for at least the last 10 years?
Very strange this morning when I went to the church. We're here to talk about the pilgrimage to Knock. And while we were preparing, getting ready, the choir started singing Lady of Knock. I said, isn't this so poignant? But it was chosen by the woman who was deceased this morning, I believe.
A golden oldie.
Absolutely, yeah.
Dana. Dana's Lady of Knock. Very nice. And coincidentally, John Kinsley is just after introducing Lady of Knock to our own Istol folk group. Here we go.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall, poor and humble men and women, little children that you would call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy at such a vision as we praise your name. Golden your message was unspoken, still the truth in silence lies, and I gaze upon your vision, and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher, and with Joseph at your side, and I see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified.
Golden rose, Queen of Ireland, all my cares and troubles cease, as I kneel
sun will shine her light on everyone. Yes, the Lamb will conquer, and the woman clothed in the sun will shine her light on everyone. Golden rose, my Queen of Peace.
Tomás Kenny, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Thanks very much, Mary, for having me.
Tomás, I want to hear how plans are going for World Youth Day. Remind people first what it's all about.
Yes, World Youth Day is an international gathering of young people, and Pope Francis comes to a particular city, it could be any city in the world, to celebrate this great day. Now, when they say World Youth Day, it does focus on the Sunday of the week, but it is a full week of faith activities for young people. And this year it's going to be in Lisbon in Portugal.
It's Catholic, totally.
Yes, it is. A gathering of young Catholics from all over the world.
Yeah. Tezi before would be mixed religions, Christian religions, but this focus is Roman Catholic.
That's right, yeah. That's why it's different to Tezi. We're not going to Tezi this year because of this. This is the end of July. We usually go to Tezi at the end of June, start of July. But Tezi is very much ecumenical. It's all Christians, young people, young Christian people from all over the world, whereas World Youth Day is very much focused on Pope Francis and young Catholics.
Having gone to both and recruited young people to go to both, which do you prefer?
They're very different. I wouldn't like to say I prefer one over the other. Tezi is very relaxed. You're in the one place. It is a monastery, essentially. And you're talking a few thousand, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people. If there was 6,000 or 7,000 in Tezi, it would be seen as busy. Whereas World Youth Day, you're talking probably 1 million, 2 million, you'd be talking a lot more.
So for organising Tomás, that's a little bit more stressful, I imagine.
I suppose Tezi is very much in the one place. It's quiet. It's in the French countryside. Whereas World Youth Day, you're talking about an awful lot more people in a city, a big city. So it's going to be a lot more complicated getting around and so on, keeping an eye on your group. But it's a different type of experience. And I suppose you could say the energy behind World Youth Day is huge because you can imagine the people, the music, everything. Whereas Tezi is more contemplative, relaxed and prayerful, whereas World Youth Day is very much a big celebration, like a concert, really.
Very different. So how are we doing here in the diocese? Have we got our full complement of young people yet?
So we're going to go as a group by ourselves again, and we're travelling with 14 pilgrims. We initially thought we might bring what we bring to Tezi, about 25, but we thought for this we might bring a smaller number. The costs are higher. So we're going with 14 pilgrims, that's including two leaders, and have four places remaining. So that's the situation currently. So if anyone's interested, get in touch with me.
And really, you get the support of your parish, hopefully, if you are interested. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, if any young person is interested, or if there's any parish council or parish priest out there listening who knows someone who might be a good candidate to come, by all means, speak to them. I know a number of priests and parish councils have got in touch with individuals in their parish who they thought might go, and that's how we've recruited so far. So if there are any young people or any parish councils or priests listening who might know someone, by all means, get in touch with me directly.
It would be great to have the full complement of people going.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, because we're going with the travel agent, it's a bit more expensive. They organise everything. We're staying in a hotel, which is nice. We're not staying in a college, so we won't be in sleeping bags on the floor. We're staying in a hotel, so that makes it that bit easier. Lisbon will be quite hot, so it'll be nice to be able to come back to a hotel. And Joe Walsh Tours, they organise the transport from the airport, all of that sort of thing. So that just makes it easier. But the cost is a little bit higher than Tezi might be.
How much does it cost?
The overall cost is €1,400. And in many cases, parishes are helping out with that, or maybe able to help with half that, or it depends on the parish.
If I was listening now and I was involved in the parish, why would I want somebody from my parish to go along to World Youth Day?
We say the same thing, Mary, each year for Tezi. You know, the experience young people get when they go to Tezi is very different to the experience they get here in Ireland with church and faith. So I think World Youth Day would give young people a very different, very exciting, very uplifting experience of Catholic faith in this case. And when they see their peers from all over the world, again, similar to Tezi, but this is more specifically Catholic and bigger numbers, and they experience the energy that's there within the church throughout the world. I suppose it's a very hopeful thing and a very joyful thing that they won't forget. So I think that's why people send young people to places like Tezi and World Youth Day. They really get to see what the faith is like outside of Ireland.
And it's building that resource in your parish, you know, that energy, that life, that knowledge.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because when you come back then, you see, OK, maybe I could make a difference at home. Maybe I could do A, B or C for the parish at home to try and bring new life to my own community of faith.
Finally, Tomás, when are the dates?
Well, we're flying out on Monday, July 31st, and we're back on Tuesday, August 8th.
Sounds fantastic, and let's hope you fill the remaining places.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can contact me if you check out the website. My email is there. It's tomaskenny@diocesofkerry.ie. It's all on the website, so you can contact me via my phone number, which is also there.
Tomas Kenny, that sounds great. All about World Youth Day. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary.
After the break, I travel to Castletownbere and chat to Sandra O'Shea.